you have to, you know, there's things that we eat that support our immune system, and we need to get better into that. And I know there's people in the OFC that know even more about those things than I do. And we should tap into more of those people and really get into, you know, what we should be eating, how to get our own, grow our own food. I mean, all of these things, that's where we should be going in the future. But water fasting, it resets your body, right? So, you know, if you were having problems with weight loss, your body will reset and you will actually release weight during the water fast, especially because you're only drinking water, right? So you're only drinking water. 3 days is usually the minimum to reset your liver, but you go as long as you can. I'm not going to tell you when to stop. Your body will tell you. You have to, it will reconnect you to yourself. And I do it also in a spiritual way. I pray a lot. I look for my breakthrough. I pray about my children. So different things that I need to do for myself. But it always happens. I keep going till I get my breakthrough. And last time I got it at 8 days. This time I'm hoping that it comes before, but I'm hoping to do a 10-day water fast with the group. So it's so exciting. If you want any information, please look me up. My name is Alvina Ryan, but like Alvin with an A at the end. Ryan, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. But my water group fasting group, it's called Water Fasting Community. That is on Facebook in the groups.
Oh, I'm joining. Tara was asking, there's carbonated water count.
No, no carbonated water, no teas. It's just pure water. And so if you take your last meal today, your fasting starts overnight. Because in the Bible, it says the evening and the morning was the first day. So the evening is the beginning of your fast. So whatever you eat today, the last meal, that's your last meal. And your fast goes on for hopefully at least 3 days.
There's an app called Life that helps you fast a water fast. So I've done the 72-hour fast a couple of times last year in 2020. And then there's also the 36-hour, which, you know, doesn't get the full clean, but you can do on a weekly basis. So the challenge was like every Monday, 36 hours. It just helps to clean and balance your system, your metabolism and all that. But yeah, there's the app called Life. You put it on there. As soon as you finish eating, you put that time, you tell it how long you want to fast for. And it has little things like, how are you feeling right now? And there's a community that you can have on there too. So I was doing it with my sisters. And yeah, and it'll let you know when it's time, and it'll let you know where your metabolism is. So, okay, you've reached 12 hours. This is when this is starting to heal. You've reached 36. Your cells have regenerated. And all these other things. So, yeah.
I want to couple the app with the Facebook group. Can I get a Facebook group again, please?
It's Water Fasting Community. Water Fasting Community.
Water Fasting Community. I'm going to join this on Facebook.
And I'll let you in.
Yeah, I'm totally going to do it. And I'm going to document the process. I'll start doing some lives and show people what I'm doing. But now, so another great question that was asked, I didn't see who had asked, but Sue, thank you. Can you work out during a water fast?
You definitely can work out. For myself, what I find is a few days in, I start having less energy. So it depends on what you used to do before. If you were used to working out, continue working out. But I would notice that even like a walk around the block sometimes would get me out of breath. Just me personally. I have friends that didn't have any problems. So, you know, one of the things that I told you that you have to do during it is listen to your body. A lot of times we're so disconnected. And in the water fast, you're going to be very connected to your body, because the first, I would say 24 hours is the most challenging, maybe even up to 36, because you're used to eating, right? And it's really a mental thing that we eat. So now we want to change the way we look at food and use your brain to say, I don't need this. I don't need the food. I can go without the food. And once you go past that 36 hours, then you'll notice even at 6 days, 7 days, you're not even hungry. And you're wondering, how come I'm not hungry? But you're not even hungry. So, and then while we're in the community, I have to teach you how to get out of the fast, because it's not so hard to do the fast, but coming out of the fast, you have to really come out the proper way so that your body takes the time, because it's almost like some of your systems don't need to be as efficient, right? So you have to come out of certain ways. So this, especially if you're going to do 10 days, if you're doing 2 or 3 days, it doesn't really matter. That's why the minimum is 3 days to help with the liver. But if you go longer than that, there's a proper way to come out of the fast. So that's what the community is for, to give you the proper tools so you come out of the fast the right way as well.
That's great. It's great advice. And to that point, I did the same thing too. I was fasting, and then one day I did an intense 45-minute workout, and that put me right to sleep. Like, I needed to time out entirely. It was probably an issue. But that's just it. You have to, like, you said it, I want to highlight it too. You have to listen to your body. Your body is telling you what you can do, what you can't do. Because it's at work, right? Water's very healing and all these things, but your body's already doing some stuff, so yeah, do a little movement or whatnot, but listen to what your body's saying, because if not, you'll do like me, and your whole world's gonna just shut down. You just gotta go to sleep.
I am today, but my computer's not, I'm off. They did a 30-day water fast. It was nuts. But I don't know if you're hearing me now. See,
yeah,
I'm off. Yeah, okay, yeah. So I gotta give a shout out to Nate from Wink VA Services, who are now relocated to Ghana, but he did 30-day water fast. Mm-hmm. And he was like walking on air by the end of it. He lost mad weight. He's a big guy. He became slim, and he's like, yo, it was amazing to see. But he'll tell you. Maybe next time I'll try to get him on the show, he could give his stuff.
I would like to hear more about that, actually, because I was doing some research, and it's crazy that right around the time I started researching water fast is when I caught COVID. And during the time, I literally couldn't ingest anything. And for the first 8 days, I never ingested anything at all. I was only able to really put like a drop of water on my mouth to keep my mouth from being dry. But after that, I was able to take a sip of water. So for about 2 weeks, I had nothing but a couple of sips of water. And then after that, I was on water for about 6 or 7 days. So altogether, maybe almost 21 days. And my body had literally gone through, I don't know what to call it, but an extreme change. I can tell you that I did no longer needed to wear deodorant.
Sorry, mom, we can't hear you.
No?
Oh, no. You need to.
Oh, yeah, no.
You are the main audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. We're back. Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah, it's okay. So, yeah, I literally didn't have to wear deodorant anymore. When I woke up in the morning, I didn't have any morning breath or anything like that. Like, you don't really, when you do a cleanse like that, your body starts to alkaline. So it's almost like having chlorophyll water every day, where it's like an internal deodorizer, not ingesting foods that become putrefied in your system, you know, putrefied meat or putrefied vegetables, stuff that you start cooking and then eat it. Those things are what make you, you know, when you burp, it might smell bad, or when you pass gas, it might smell bad, but doing a water cleanse like that, it changed that inside of me. So I actually could see a real difference. So I would like to delve into that a little bit more, actually.
I'm excited. I want to do it. I'm going to follow up with you, Alvina. I'm down. I'll try it. I'll join and take part tomorrow. And see who else I can try to rope.
I mean, not for nothing though. And I'm here for you if you can start tomorrow. But I do want to say, to start a water fast, there's a certain mental space and preparation that you need to do. And you got to put like, I mean, you stay busy, so that's fine. You're busy body. Exactly. But I know that I've done it where I just jumped into it and didn't last 20 hours. And when I versus saying like, okay, I'm gonna do this on this day, and then I hit that 72 without an issue.
Very good point there. Yeah, but people who know me, I have a problem already. I barely eat. I eat. My son will tell you, I eat out of necessity. I'm like, oh shoot, I should eat something, right? But
I'm trying to drink the water.
Like, you can't be like that. Yeah, no, I'm not. So it's just, I love water. So I think it'll be a good go. But anyways, I'll give it a shot. Like, you know what I mean? I have nothing to lose. So okay, this is really, really fun. Okay, guys. So now I'm going to give the floor to our next entrepreneur. So thank you, Alvina. Thank you for sharing everything. Okay, there was one more thing I was going to say. Kaya, you got to follow up with Alvina for your book. Kaya has an amazing book. I'm just putting on the spot. Her life story is amazing. It needs to be written in a book. I want my name in there somewhere. But
it has to be, because you're part of a very important pivoting point.
Awesome. Good. That's what I like to hear. So please follow up with Alvina. Alvina, if she doesn't, like, I'll make sure that you guys can. Okay. Who's our next entrepreneur? Hey, we have the doula in the house. Rachel. Okay. Do you know you're the next entrepreneur? Are you saying you're next?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were pointing at you.
No, I actually need some water right now. I forgot my water.
In the car?
No.
Me too, I forgot my water in the car. Yeah, my phone died. And I have my charger in the car. So now we just
do know that your audio's there. Your camera's
oh,
there.
My goodness. So I can't just pick up and move. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because there's cameramen here following you.
That's true. And also my seat's blank. That's absolutely right.
This is the Farrah show and he thinks.
I'm like, yo, audible. Okay, guys. Can the next entrepreneur come up just to give me two seconds to grab my charger? And like I said, entrepreneurs, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you just want to give some shout outs to family, friends.
We have someone.
Oh, yeah? Okay, great.
Yes.
So I didn't get to see who it was, but I did hear.
It's me.
I'm on the struggle. Yes, by all means.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm Ann Jackson, and my company is Connect Me Academy. I am a matchmaker and dating coach. And right now, the academy is looking for 25 females and 25 males for our 90 days match proposal boot camp. My eyes twitching. Sorry. And that's our goal, because especially now with COVID, I don't know for those who are in relationships, COVID is really not the best time to be alone. So if you have a partner, you could go through the process together and come out victorious. So we have a 90-day boot camp. We're planning for it. And I need the community to help me with all your single friends. We're looking to start in February. But until we get 50 qualified individuals who are coachable and ready to do the work of healing their past trauma with exes, mom, dad, all of that, you have to be coachable. And then we're going to help you heal the past trauma, and we can get you on the road to healthier relationships. So that's what we do at Connect Me Academy. And that's it. I also started a product line, and Shondell is helping me with the website. I am creating all the products that for our community that we have at Bath and Body Works. Like, I'm doing the body washes, the body oils, the fragrance oils, the body scrubs, the candles, like everything that I think our community need that we get from these big box stores. I'm trying to create it so we can have it in the community when the stores are shut down. You could come to the Boss Up Factory. That's the name of that line. It's the Boss Up Factory. So I'm excited because it just helped. This COVID has just truly helped me to go inside and create. And we all can do the same, you know, like this is what it's about. When they say go inside or stay inside, it's about going inside of you and figure out the gifts you have inside, and let's just create and enjoy what we create. So that's what I do. I'm Ann Jackson.
And Marie, tell me some of your flavors that you have for body washes. I say flavors, but scents. Tell me. Yeah, big girls, that's how we think anyway. You gotta tell me what that's what I go. It's like one of those. What kind of scents you got?
I do fragrance oils. Like, I have these fragrance oils, and I go with the Jimmy Choo, the floral. I go with the Azara Girl. So I try and create the fragrances to go with the body wash. I don't want to do exactly what Bath and Body Works do. So I have all these fragrance oils. So I do a whole collection of the scent, the candle, the body wash, the oils, and everything. So you can have that unison. Even the colors, like I create the pink line, the blue line, the gold line, whatever will look good in your bathroom, or I create to match. So the scents are fragrance oils that I do with all the scents. So if you have a designer fragrance like Prada or whatever, you know, Tom Ford or whatever, I have the fragrance and I create the products to go with it. Yes.
I love that. Do you have anything that smells like Pleasures by Estee Lauder?
No, I haven't had the Pleasures yet because I get my fragrances from the States. So if someone wants it, I order it. I order it and I would get that line for you. But I look into that.
Mm. Do you have Gucci Bloom?
I didn't take this off. I'm sorry. She's about to go down the list.
Yeah.
So like, I'm interested, girl. That's all I'm trying to say.
And then can you tell me the fragrances that you like? And I can add it. I'm gradually adding people's favorite scents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like now. I was on a little run just now just to get my charge, so I'm back. And now when I came in, you were talking about the tail end of the matchmaking services. Now did you say you're doing like a workshop? Is that a boot camp?
It's a boot camp where people just need to forget about everything they've learned about relationships. And all the stuff that they learn on TV, the fake love relationships and stuff that's really fake, that's causing our relationships to fail. Mm. You know, the TV does not tell us that we need to work on our stuff that we experience in childhood coming up, you know? The TV don't tell us that. They tell you, meet someone, you have a passionate date, a passionate moment, kissing and stuff, and after a few months, you're ready to get married. That is so unrealistic. So we help you to forget all of that and start from scratch. Who hurt you? We want to know why your relationships are not working. Who hurt you? Is it mom, dad, sibling? You know, we get to the nitty-gritty and help you become a better person, and then we match you with someone who's done the work of healing themselves.
So you're saying Disney was lying to us all these years.
Yeah. I'm mad at Disney. They tricked me.
Because Disney said you're supposed to fall, so he's going to come pick you up. You fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a prince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to be a prince.
No.
They didn't say that what kind of prince. He could be the prince of doo-doo. You know? Yeah, they didn't tell you that. They just were like, yeah, it was a prince.
No, but honestly, it's so vital. I'm a big spiritualist, and I feel like this is something that we need as a community, because we got to heal ourselves, and you got to be, like, if people are comfortable being single, there's nothing wrong with that at all either, right? But for those who do want to connect, like, there's such a cleansing that you want to do inside. You got to connect with yourself. You got to understand who you are. So then you can give, you know, be your best expression, you know, for your mate or your partner that's coming into it. So that's what
you do. There was a question.
I want people to remember to know this, that the people that hurt us in our lives are the people we chose to teach us the most valuable lessons in our lives, which is self-love. We chose those people. You cannot hate your professor. They are the professors we chose to teach us. They all came to teach us lessons about self-love by we putting ourselves first and loving us first. Then we attract someone who also loves themselves, you know? Mm. So, you know, it's so much work that needs to be done as far as relationships are concerned. Stop hating on your exes. Stop hating on your mom. Stop hating on your dad. They are the teachers. They are the professors you chose to teach you self-love.
Mm.
So we had a question in the chat. Is your boot camps, is it LGBTQ friendly? Do you have a faction for that?
At this time, I would rather not, you know, because there's a lot going on in that community that I'm not fully aware of. Yes, I know about the heterosexual relationships, but for now, that's not my genre. Mm.
And I think that's fair, and I appreciate the transparency with that. And who knows, it could be an opportunity for in the future for you to connect and collaborate with other people in the community that could help.
Right, a matchmaker from the community, that's actually it. Yeah. And that might actually be something. And if you charge it a little fee, you don't get the money, so it's a different dose.
You know what I mean? No, it's better that you say that than say, yeah, everybody's welcome, but you can't provide them the same type of service. Right? Yeah. So that's why I appreciate that. I appreciate you just saying, well, yeah. No, not right now.
I'd actually like to talk to you about that a little bit, because I've been doing some matchmaking lately. Not lately, but I've actually always done it, and I always thought about doing Canada women with African men or Canadian women with American men. And I would say, you know, I'm going to make that connection between the two and kind of match them up and send them to, like, exotic destinations to meet for their first time and stuff like that, so that your experience is always like, wow, okay, you know, this is different. Because when you meet somebody and you're going through the humdrum of everyday life, sometimes I feel like, ah, this is this. Like, I'm going to go home and wash my dishes. This boy is here wasting my time. But if we match them up properly, by the time they get to the point to actually having a date, they've actually experienced each other a little bit, almost like how jail relationships are, you know? You don't get to touch each other. You don't get to do anything. So the mental part of it is the part that adds up the most. Anyways, long story short, I think that we should connect on this, because this community is the community that we need to work on, because we're trying to forge the links between the Black man and the Black woman again, and rebuild those Black love unions. So I really like what you're doing. I love what you're doing, and I would love to, in any way that you may need some help, to add to your program, because this is what we really need in our community right now, teaching each other how to love each other properly. Too many bad examples of how to love.
Big shout out to Chandel. She has a software for that, but we should expect that. Thank you, Chandel, for having software for everything. You guys need anything? Contact Chandel. But now I also have to say, I'm just going to throw myself and my wife out there, because I've been telling her, like, we've been at 15 years married, and there's been a lot of ups and downs. No, I'm sure, sir. There's been a lot of ups and downs, right? It's our pleasure to share just our experiences, because I just feel it could be a benefit for people who are getting into relationships and, you know, just trying to understand how you hold on for 15 years. Yo, shit ain't easy, right? So I just got to see if we could share, if we could help the community, and holler at us. We're down to share experiences. Maybe there are other couples who've been married. I see this family business online here. You know, they everybody, you know, there's other couples in the community, and if you set it up and you call us, we will come. And you know, I just don't, if I had the time, I would organize myself, but I don't. But if you could coordinate it, we will definitely come. We can share experiences, the ups and downs, and what works and what doesn't work. Because I really feel, you know, it could really be a blessing to the community.
We're gonna have to pin that idea, because I feel like that should be a
show and tell.
A show and tell.
Ooh, Gina's saying there should be even a show. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I won't be involved because, you know, she's single right here. So we're looking for prospects then for you, especially, hey? On the married couple show? No prospects.
Yeah. No.
Poly is life. That's all I'm going to say. Poly is life.
That's another show. That's a whole other show. Look at me and all kinds of African.
It's better than cheating. You might as well just pick four women that you love and grab them all and tell them, hey, come here.
No, that is a whole option. We're totally not going off topic, but I have to say, I just, for guys in there who are trying that team, like, if you're going to do that, come correct. Like, don't be a player trying to pretend to be a polygamist. That's whack, all right?
It's so whack.
If you're going to say you're going to do it, it's because you can financially afford your family. So, okay, let's talk about it if we're going to talk about it. But anyway, I just noticed that another entrepreneur in the house, I don't know, Rachel, if I can call you out, if you're here to talk about what it is, what doula life is about. My phone just went dead again. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. So welcome, Rachel.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rachel. I'm a doula. So I'm also a birth educator. So basically, I do birth work. I help women really, like, take responsibility for their birth. The reason why I started is really because my first birth was a really great experience. I had a home birth, and it was just amazing. And then around me, I found that so many people had a horrible experience, like abusive, you know, like being yelled at by the doctors, or diminished or minimized or just neglected. And the statistics shows us that basically Black women have like between 3 and 6 more chances of dying during childbirth. And we also have our children are like 2 times more likely to die, you know, during pregnancy and during birth. So basically the job of a doula is to not only educate you so that you know what's happening with your body, but also just support you during birth. Just like being an emotional support, because birth is not only, you know, a physical event, it's emotional, it's actually mental, it's spiritual too. And we really like put all of these sides to the of birth to like the side. We don't even think about those things. Yes. A lot of time people just want, just like, if you're alive and your baby's alive, it's okay. And that is such like a nefarious thinking about birth, because birth should be so beautiful. It should empower the woman, because it's going to affect your relationship with your child, your relationship with yourself, I think is the most impacted one. And also your relationship with your spouse, if you have one at the time. So it's very important to know exactly what's happening with your body. Prepare your body, because, you know, you have to do certain exercises, certain like stretching to really put your body in that optimal place to give birth. You know, it's a physical event as well. Know what procedures are what, when procedures are needed, because that's one thing that happens a lot. Procedures are done without. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for you. So we know that through lots of studies, as you were saying, that Black women die a lot more during childbirth, and their children are experimented on, and different little things that they do, why people choose to go the route of the doula. How do you feel about keeping the placenta attached to the babies for until they fall on a doula? What are your beliefs when it comes to keeping the placenta attached, and why?
Well, I recommend all my moms to keep the placenta attached until at least the blood is pumped through, because, you know, the placenta, if somebody doesn't know what the placenta is the organ that feeds your baby. And once you birth the baby, you actually also birth the placenta afterward. That organ needs to be attached to the baby until all the blood flows from the organ to the baby, which is about 1/3 of the blood of the baby. So at the hospital, they're usually going to cut it really fast. They usually don't want to keep it more than 2 minutes.
Right, because they do keep your placentas, right, and use them for stem cell research and stuff like that. They don't allow your baby to get all of the nutrients from it. They actually take it and use it for their own purposes.
Absolutely. So I always encourage everybody, take your placenta home if you want to discard it. A lot of spiritual practices, you know, you're going to either like bury it and, you know, plant something on top of it. But yeah, they definitely do use your placentas to sell them for pharmaceutical companies and do stem cell research. So
they also sell it to individuals too, like that people actually take it and freeze it and eat it and put it in their smoothie and stuff like that. They say that it extends your life expectancy if you re-ingest your own placenta.
I heard Jada Pinkett talk about that.
Kardashians also.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I heard that.
But a lot of the people who are big health buffs, this is something that they do after they give birth. They do keep it. They powder it. They dry it. They powder it. They do
placenta encapsulation. That's what you're talking about. So basically, you're going to kind of dry out the placenta and consume it later. But usually, you only consume your own. So mostly, they sell it to people to companies, basically. They sell to companies. And yeah, there's definitely a big market for that. Probably almost like all pharmaceutical, you know, like age-related stuff use placenta. So yeah, definitely keep your placenta. So these are the kind of things that we go over in my courses. So that's what I do. I really want people to be educated. I push as many people as possible to opt for a home birth with a midwife, which is also covered with the RAMQ. So you have the choice to actually birth at home with a midwife instead of a hospital, and it's covered by insurance. So I really push people that route. And honestly, just understanding that the hospital, you know, they have practices and procedures. Practices and procedures that are not necessarily best for you. A lot of their procedures are actually better for their legal coverage. So they're going to, like, you know, be really pushing you towards a medicalized birth, because first, it gives them more money. You know, every single procedure costs money. We don't see the bill. The government, you know, our taxes pay the bills. But you know, every single thing that they give you costs money, including IVs, epidurals, like Pitocin, every single thing costs money. The legal like coverage, like I said, like, and also just convenience. Like sometimes they're just gonna push you to do some procedures just so that they can go back home. Like that's just the reality. They just don't want to wait for you to birth your baby naturally, and they're gonna tell you that, oh no, we need to do this, or we need to do this to speed it up, or we need to do this, and it's going to be negatively going to impact you and your baby. And it's just convenient for them. So it's like you have to be aware of those things. So if you have any people that are pregnant in your like entourage, just direct them to me. I give free 20-minute consultations to anybody that just needs information. And then after that, I give classes. And I also assist people at the hospital. Right now with the COVID situation, there's a lot of like red tape around the hospitals as well. And that's one more reason to be very, very educated when you enter that place, because, you know, it's not your home. So you have to be prepared to kind of protect yourself and protect your child. So that's what I wanted to say. So I don't know if anybody has any more questions.
Yeah, I want to just add, because I had two members that whose fathers that were coming to me, and they were very concerned because they were unvaccinated, and there's I don't know all the rules of it now, like if it's still like that where you have to be vaccinated to go into the hospital. So if your wife is giving birth and you're not vaccinated, you can't go in. So now in these scenarios, you can go in now?
Yeah, you can go in. They won't stop you from going into for the birth. However, because I'm pregnant now, so that's how I know. When you go to the hospital, you have to do all your appointments by yourself.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, that's not good.
Yeah, you know, I know, just leave you alone a lot. Okay, because in this scenario, like we would be able to refer them to you, like if the couple is open to doing a home birth to avoid that whole hospital situation. But I guess if they're allowed to go in, I guess for the birth, but still, I'm more going to encourage this more natural route because again, I've been telling everybody independence, self sustainability. Being able to take care of your own from beginning to end is a really, really empowering thing. And in these times, we have to be really, really mindful. Like every different level of the system is coming down from medical, educational, legal. It's just, we're seeing the instability. We're seeing that it's having a hard time. It's like imploding on itself. So it's like the system's really not designed for the growth of society, like how we are growing right now, is why there's so many different things that impede our growth as people. So definitely, I love what you're doing, sister, and I just want to continue to encourage and just encourage people to connect with you. Please share your contact information.
Very important.
Oh,
very important.
Somebody saying she's really good?
Yes, okay. I said she's amazing and everybody should go to her. She knows her stuff. She helps you feel really comfortable. She explains everything. She is like, she knows everything. And if she doesn't know, which it's like she really does know, like you should really go see her, like honestly.
I love it. Thank you for that. Actually, thank you. That is community. That's why I love the studio audience. You can have people just chiming in, giving their perspective. So that's really what it is. So, Rachel, just one more time, if you haven't, or if you've already done it, or if you haven't, please just give your contact information for those who are going to be listening so that they can reach you.
Okay, so yeah, you can reach me on Instagram at La Doula Rachel. You can also go on Google. I have like a Google My Business website, and you can contact me directly from there. And yes, and then like I said, I give 20-minute free consultations, anything. So it includes like if you're pregnant, also if you've had a loss or a miscarriage, even if you've had an abortion. So I do counseling for this as well. And yeah, if you need more information, I'm really here to help.
Dope. So I'm just panning our audience to see. So do we have any hands up? And again, like I was saying before, it doesn't only have to be entrepreneurs. If you're just a member of the community, you want to give a shout out to anybody, it's a new year, you want to talk about your goals for 2022, please, the floor is yours. So please take a moment to say what's up, and then we're going to have a pretend quick musical break, and then we'll be getting into our next segment, which is entertainment. Because yeah, like this has been awesome, man. How are you guys finding the show so far?
I love it. It's great. We had a little technical
difficulty. This is what it's about. This is real life.
But, you know, I'm here for all of this.
All we're going to do is learn for next time, and we will conquer it.
Yo, I cannot talk about the evolution of the Empower Hour without giving a huge shout-out to Solo Drum. So they are new members of the ORC who are working with us to just to help us enhance our everything, guys. Our visuals, our audios, everything. So we're stepping up and evolving. They have an amazing studio. Now, obviously, with everything happening with the lockdown, it's throwing them off completely as well. So we want to just continue to be here and support. But if you guys are looking for places to do your podcasts, you guys are looking for places to do your recordings, if you guys are looking for places where, you know, like you guys can come on a one-on-one, so to speak, this is the space. It's a beautiful, beautiful location right across the street from Western Metro here, Park. Is it Park? Hold on. Because we're at the corner of Park Avenue and Hutchinson. I think it's Park Metro, right? Literally outside.
I do feel like
I think it's, I think it would only make sense. I think we're on Park.
It's centrally located.
Yeah, you guys feel free to let us know. Andrew, just anytime, just let us know what Metro it is. I'll just make sure to plug it. It's real life, guys. And just, you know, I'm not going to pretend like I know it for sure. Like, this is off the top, but it's definitely, it's a beautiful space. And I want you guys to know this is where to come to, all right? We're supporting your space. You're supporting us.
It is Park.
It is Park. Yes. Thank you, Gina, on the ones and twos. Good. Okay, so now, so before we transition, again, panning our studio audience, wait till we have giveaways. It's going to be like an Oprah show. Be like, giveaways. Everybody, check the chat. This is it. First person to say this, giveaways. And this is a shout out to sponsors. Go ahead. Ashley, you ready? Ashley has something to say? Yes. Go ahead, sister. The floor is yours. You get a card. You get a TV.
I just want to wish, I know it's really the Gregorian New Year. It's not the actual real New Year, but Happy New Year. Talk anyways. I think us as a melanated community, like, I love this, stick together, but also learn to do your research for yourself. One thing that I really like to encourage our people to do is read and stay focused and learn for yourself, not just take any information that comes your way. Especially, like, for example, things like what to do with your body, what you put in your body. A lot of things in the medical industry that we say are medicine are actually killing us. And I think that it's a new year. Well, I'm doing bunny ears. You can't see me. But it's time to really, like, you know, like, take back our community, like, what we're doing, and, like, you know, come together and support one another and love on one another and build together. We've fallen because of that. And I think that it's time for a change. We're all beautiful people. We all have something to offer. Nobody's a nobody. Everybody's a somebody. So I just want to just, you know, throw that positivity out there and just encourage everyone. Like, I love you.
But thank you for that. Thank you. I think that is a perfect way to end our community segment, our community round table. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like we said, like every week we're going to be doing this. We want to expand our studio audience. Don't be ashamed. Please invite your friends who just want to come out and just see what it's like to be a part of the Empower Hour live studio audience. We're going to get better every week, guys. And who knows, one day, once we're super set up, we might even have you guys come join us in our studio, because this is one part of the space, guys. But there's a whole other beautiful studio that has a stage, lighting, all kind of different things. We can set up our podcast on the stage and have you guys join us. So that would be awesome. But in the meantime, Queen, you ready to take the floor?
Yeah. Man.
All right, guys. So now we're going into our entertainment segment. So please, guys, enjoy. We're just talking about what's popping in the industry. So, Kat, the floor is yours.
So, a lot of people were doing their roundup for the new year. So we had a lot of rap segments and challenges and dances that all had us pop, lop, and dropping for 2021. But now that we're coming out, I guess we'll be making new challenges, new dances. And I just want to encourage everyone that in this new year, we're sticking together. So let's stick together. But we're going to talk about some of these challenges. So, for those of you who are, we know that a lot of us are a little bit older here, but I'm still doing TikTok, so I don't know about y'all. But we had the crate challenge, which we canceled. Oh, man.
Can we talk about just that a second? No, but guys, like, see, and this is where I was starting again. I was getting disappointed with humanity in general.
It got canceled, though.
It got canceled too late. It should have
ended. Everything that in the States without
Because other people are doing it? You're gonna do it? That's like when your mom says, "Here, if your friend jump off a bridge, you're gonna do that too?" I think, yes, in this society.
Yeah, but the challenges are follow fashion as a whole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, guys. I had to just rant a little bit. Thank
you. No, for sure. We had to do that one. The Busset Challenge.
I ain't seen the Busset Challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we dropped down to the floor and Busset. It was enough. Okay. But
yeah, because you gotta be all normal, like,
you came in looking ugly, like, look, chicken your up, just tell my best friend, like, girl, I think my butt can be. Okay. And then she has on a robe, she looks ugly, and then she drops it, and she turns into a super diva.
Okay.
Listen, let me tell you something. That one killed it. That and the silhouette challenge. The
silhouette one, yeah. I was
going to do it myself, but the silhouette was like the red background, right?
Yes.
So
the red background, you were pretty much bucket naked.
No. Well, they told you not to get bucket naked because you can remove that filter, right? People know how to remove it. Yeah, I can go and remove the filter off my face.
You did it. No, I did not.
Okay. You already know my IG is not popping. Yeah. Okay? It is private and not popping. I did not do that challenge.
Okay.
I did the silhouette challenge, but I didn't post it because... Yeah, I did it the wrong way. And so I'm like, they can what? I removed that joint so fast. I was like, what?
Hold on, because now you get, I'm so oblivious. I don't know any of these things you guys are talking about. So these are things on TikTok, on Instagram.
You got children. You need TikTok. To have all these things.
I'm pretty sure my children do these things. I can't say that, actually.
No, there's
a pause where it's like, wait. I don't know. They all have phones now. But
maybe not a silhouette challenge.
No, but I'm just saying. So these things on TikTok, just you have to educate us old
fools. TikTok, it's on social media, period. But the sounds and stuff originally come from TikTok.
Okay.
And so yeah, those were some of the challenges. But okay. We also had one which was my favorite, and I actually was thinking about, like, every time I get sick. Mm-hmm. Now, since the Omicron came out, mm-hmm. I think about the Omarion challenge. So I'm like, yo, this is it. So I was sick the other day, and I put on this white trench coat that I had, and I put tissue up in my nose, and I did the... you know that's what we call it, the Omarion. It's not the Omicron, it's the Omarion. And they're doing this dance.
Yeah,
you didn't see this dance?
No, I did not.
This is hilarious.
No, yeah. Listen,
can we show our studio? I don't know. We've got to figure out a way you guys can see these things.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay, so that's Omarion.
We're going to have to post it to the About Our Stories. We're going to have to start posting some stories for them.
Facts.
We had the scholarship challenge where they took their mamas and grandmamas and sat them down and told them, like, I have the chance to win $500,000 for a scholarship, but we have to tell, like, stories that would make them feel sorry for us enough to give us this money. And they were going on, they were saying, you know, this is my grandmama, and I just want to tell you that she's my hero, and she's the reason why I'm here today. And I want to thank her for sacrificing herself and giving us a chance to be able to, you know, fix our lives and stuff. And so she prostituted herself. My granddaddy, who was her pimp, is actually in jail right now serving time for actually going upside her head. And the grandma was like, I'm ready to make my daddy not too old to have people. I said, Grandma, you don't gotta be shy. We are here on our lives, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Don't you lie on me. And then they had some Caribbean ladies and they said, well, man, not me. When I kill your ass, telling people what all the money I get. And
yo, what kind of, you see what
but then, but then you had some of the
grandmamas who went
around. They just looked at them like, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like my granny, shout out to Esme, I feel she would have protected her like that. No, in our heyday, my younger brother and I did some wild things, and Granny was there for us.
Esme is your grandma?
Esme, you don't know Esme from the West Island. If you know my granny Esme, yeah, you know everybody. You got too far.
Who's granny took? I know who's Esme.
No, okay, well, no.
Her care children are Kelly and Calvin?
No.
This is one.
With my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So just to say, shout out to my granny because she's not right. She's not here right now. But she's still with us.
She would have went down with the scholarship.
No, she would have went down. She would have gave us a look like,
yeah. My grandmother too. My grandma would have been like, get the money. One day I'm going to tell you a story about my grandmother, though. She didn't play. She's like, get the money, buy a crook.
Yes.
But we also had the make it clap challenge, you know.
She make it clap, clap, clap. The Soulja Boy joint that went viral. Whoa, and I'm going to tell you something. This make it clap joint was really all the money. Because it wasn't really nasty or anything. So a lot of people got in. I think it might have been did the best out of all the TikToks. Mm-hmm. This year.
Yeah, that was pure dancing.
Yes.
Okay, see, but I gotta give a huge shout out to Soulja Boy. I just like him as an artist. I think he's a cool guy. I look forward to meeting him in person.
He has the Rick and Morty ones. Oh, I know that's part of the list, but sorry.
Yeah.
And Rick and Morty?
The Rick and Morty challenge. He came out with a Rick and Morty song, and then the whole challenge to it too. The whole dance to it too.
There was a dance to it?
Yes!
Anyways, you gotta give Soulja Boy his flowers, his crown, his everything, because I remember when he was on the Breakfast Club. And he laid it down. And really, for those who don't realize, Soulja Boy is really the god of this. He was the first with the Soulja Boy on YouTube. He changed the game.
It was on YouTube. It was what's that? Not Napster, but what was that called?
That was YouTube.
No, he came from YouTube, but it started on Tidal. No, it was a platform that we used to
have
on
music.
Oh. No, LimeWire. LimeWire's like that. And then what he did?
Well, Vimeo.
Okay. No.
Okay.
What he did is that, that's where he used to go download stuff. Right. What he did is that he would put his song and put
Vine?
No, not Vine. Guys,
you're trying.
It's okay. Let this.
Come on.
Sorry.
You know where you used to download music for, okay?
Right?
And then so he would put on like, oh, it's Taylor Swift, whatever song was popping at the time.
Right.
He would upload it as like Taylor Swift, blah blah blah,
right.
And then it was his track.
Right.
So mad people end up downloading his track,
genius,
by hearing it, and that's how he blew up.
Mm-hmm. I kept giving props. I don't care, man. I gotta give him props, yo.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Napster. Is it Napster?
It was a Napster, LimeWire. Okay. It was also one. But I think it was LimeWire actually.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
All right.
So yeah, so they had a bunch of challenges. I'm so pretty, and I like that. The Saucy Santana, Let Me See You Walk, and they had the Cali. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyways, they were all pretty dope challenges, and they kept us floating through the pandemic. And I must say that they actually did help a lot of people break out of their shells and in that tough time. A lot of people were depressed. So, you know, if you're spending time, eight and 10 hours home alone every day, sometimes you need something to do. So shout out to the creators of these TikToks. And so I want to just talk a little bit about what we experienced when it came to these challenges and TikToks. We had a lot of, in the melanated community, most of the TikToks and trends were started by Black creators. Mm-hmm. However, they were being stolen by white creators and actually pawned off or passed off like they were actually theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So in that community, in the last 6 months, we stopped dancing on TikTok. We stopped dancing, we stopped performing, we stopped shucking and jiving, and we wanted to see for 6 months what they would come up with without us.
Right.
Well,
needless to say,
listen, they have strict instructions on some songs. You know, hands on your knees, shaking like a... They was clapping hands when they said, put your hands on your knees. It was like, hey, whoa. Simon Says... Let's go with Simon Says.
Yeah.
So we want to just give a shout out to all of the creators who put the work in, who, whether it was appreciated or not, who put the work in, who kept us going, who kept us happy, and to all of the entertainers who keep us entertained during the tough times. And even though sometimes we agree and don't agree with what they got going on, we want to give a shout out to all the entertainers out there, because they are exactly that. They are entertainment. They are our entertainment. They are, so some of us are our sense of livelihood. So thank you for teaching us the dances and the fly beats and having those fly catch lines that we end up using in our everyday lives and making into t-shirts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what it's about.
Yeah, I mentioned even the family TikToks. Like, I guess that when there was a couple that I seen, it was like families coming together and doing something. That was cute.
Yeah.
I did see a couple of little cute. I probably never did
the one like the ones with the generations. Sometimes you saw like four or five different generations.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the one where they all did that dance? You did the dance and you had to move out the way. What song was that?
Right, while you guys were doing
it
up. It was like, this or that, you could get with this.
No, that was one of them.
You get that thing with
that? Huh?
Jesus. Excuse me. May I say something about the TikTok?
Of course.
I just like social media in general. Thanks. I wanted to mention that, just to add to what you said, Kaya, that a lot of people don't realize, too, that this created or helped people with an income. Because these platforms, so some people like to downplay it or dismiss it, but they don't, it's all a part of evolution. And with working with young people, what I try to do is get to understand what's going on there, because it helps also to communicate. So anyone with young children, anyone that works in education, it's good to know, don't completely dismiss it, because it's a world to itself and the young people are a part of it.
Thank you for that, actually. Thank you. That's a whole different perspective. Now I might actually take the time and follow Kat and her wildness on her TikTok.
I'm trying to keep it PG. Because TikTok banned me and told me some of the things that was in the video in the background was against community regulations and guidelines. Okay. So they almost put me off. So I'm not trying to get put off. So I keep it rated PG now. It even slowed me down a lot. I stopped posting as much because I was like, oh, I have no ideas now. You know, because my brain functions in grown-ups. So
that's really what it is. No, but that's dope. So with that, I think it is about that time. We have hit our show. This has been the first recording for 2022. Thank you all for being here with us. I did want to read off what 222 meant, but maybe next episode.
It's gonna be 222 for the whole
year. Okay, guys. So for next episode, I'll let you guys know. You know, just more about, you know, the angel number 222. If you don't know, Google it, look it up. It's a real powerful term that runs in the universe. So, Judy, you want to close us off?
No. Just kidding.
I was like, all right. Oh, wait. We didn't put our handles. Guys, I'm getting back on IG now. Shoot. Okay, what's my name on IG now? Yeah, I think it's Flower Freeman. Is Flower Freeman? Okay, cool. I'm Flower Freeman on IG. Guys, please bear with me. I'm still in the learning curve. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, the other day, my wife was asking me, like, why my videos are so close to my face. I don't know. I don't even know why that's happening. Maybe it's the way I'm filming them. I'm not sure. I'm just here just sharing what I know, sharing my life experiences with you guys, sharing anything I can to help uplift our community. So follow me on... is that what people say? Follow me? That's what they say? Okay, good. On IG, Farrell Freeman, and the Empower Our Radio. Follow us and all that good stuff. And oscommunity.com if you want more about what we do in the community.
Kyle, what's your handles? Hit me at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word, on Instagram. You can check out my video, Pacquiao, on YouTube. And that is all. So I got a green handle and whatnot, what have you, because right now my handle's private. We'll see.
Next week.
That's
come on, if people want to follow you, they want to know what G is about.
Yeah, but you can. Probably. You can always follow the Empower Hour, and I see what goes on there, and we share what goes on there, and then we'll see. I'm really debating on whether or not I should put my thing public, but I might just take off all my pictures of my nieces and nephews and stuff. I don't like sharing all that.
Yeah, but actually, can we use this app to also plug our studio audience, like their handles too, like at least just their IGs? And actually, so as we're doing this, just one more plug. Nemesis, the lounge, the video game lounge, they're also offering a space for entrepreneurs who just need a space to go work and different things like that. Definitely get in contact with Nemesis. Actually, can I see the chat from where I am on the phone? That would be dope if maybe our club... You don't want to read the chat.
Perhaps we can plug them on our page, and the next show we'll be sure to
have. Be ready?
Ready.
What do you mean? I'm seeing them right here. Precious Delights Canada on IG. Strong Firm Bottom. Oh, that's yours. On IG. Nemesis Land. .ca. NemesisLand.ca on IG. The Vocal Man. .tha. Vocal Man. And then there's a link tree there as well. But I think when you do the Vocal Man, you should find them on IG. And I think that's it. I think that I hit all the ones we just got. Perfect, guys. Next week, you know, we'll be ready to do this. But I really like this. Not anybody listening, they'll follow you guys on IG too. Okay. Now, all right, Gina. Now to close your little stop.
Kings and Queens, that was the Empower Hour. We are now pre-recording on Sundays with a studio audience from 2 to 4 p.m. You can also listen to us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3, as well as Facebook at Empower Hour MTL.
Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to
Solo Drum.
And we look forward to a great 2020.
Oh, and the OFC.
And, oh, yeah. All them.
All them too, yeah.
All the OFC.
Shout out.
Yeah. And special shout out, we miss you, Pope St. Pierre. All of us during these tough times. You were with us 2020, 2022, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
All the best for that. People, I am Gina the Great. Stay blessed, Black, and highly favored.
Yeah!
To make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19, visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Troubles away. our show throws away. Mama Dwight Lane, Lauren H, Bill J.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.